Okay, we're picking up from Chaf Chas Amud Beis. We are 10 lines into we finished the Mishnah. We're starting the Gemara of Mai Amran. So it says Gemara, what is an example of something which is something we would say it has paid him? Amarav vayla azla vayla chavila. Woe is to someone over the derech that he went, the journey that he's going on. Woe is the chavila, literally the security, which means that a person is going on a journey from which he's never going to return. And we cry over him because the security that was given to him, meaning the neshama, is returning now to its to the owner and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, these are just part of the things that the eulogizer would say, and this is something which is basically telling us that we don't praise necessarily the Meisim Atzadik as it usually typically does. Maybe these are things that were done on Chol HaMoed when a regular normal Hespeh. This again is a different type of Hespeh that was done on Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara is going to quote different Mimras from the people of Shachnitziv, I don't know how to pronounce it so well. The Gemara is quoting the name of a place, the people of Shachnitziv, which the Rishonim point out, they're apparently very wise, and they would say, a lot of different interpretations to what these deeper kavanas, what they said really meant. Amar Rava, Nasir de Shachnitziv, I think that's pronounced it. Amar Nachi, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila. What was the journey? What was the security that we just saw? The Amar Rava, Nasir de Shachnitziv, another thing they used to say, Good Garma Mikacha Umatle Maya Lantiche. That cut a bone from a tooth and bring water to a kettle. What was the deeper kavan over here? If cutting bone from the tooth refers to the opening of a mouth, where the gap between the jaw and the upper teeth is widening, and bring water to the kettle means that the water leaves a person's mouth and returns to the kli, which you drink it from. This is telling us that the reverse, meaning instead of flowing down into one's mouth from the kli, the water moves upwards back to the kli. And this point of the analogy is that when a person dies, then things are obviously the natural course of events is opposite, because the person is leaving his soul, which was with him, and it's going, instead of down, it's going upwards to Shemaim, and it's leaving him. If you wrap and cover yourself with the mountains, he was a man of distinction and greatness, the sky over the mountains should darken as a sign for mourning for this person. That the coffin literally is it's like a robe of fine silk, and it's there to levar chora, to free a person who's free, who's able to who loses everything. And this was apparently that person who was very rich, who became so poor, he even lacked the ability to eat. Others explain that that the person should be remembered for the free man, everything that he lost. That over here also, that the person didn't leave any of money even to cover the funeral costs, so they would tell the people they should have compassion on him and provide him with just the basic necessities, a coffin and tachrichin and the shrouds to properly get buried. So now the Gemara continues. So Amar Rava Nashir Amran right Benafil Amabra Vezovke Yazif. If you run and you fall, the crossing is going to be like a treatment all his life. He recently came on hard times, so he crossed over the world. He's compelled to borrow to buy his also tachrichin. Again, this was another thing they used to say to convince people to help them with the funds of the burial. Our brothers are merchants. Nest, literally, that's their place of business, and that even that was going to be searched for. That the woman warning them that their place was being examined by Shammai to determine whether or not they were honest or not. And this is giving Musar to everybody to be honest in this world. The one death is like another death. Suffering is the interest payment. So all the deaths are the same insofar that the person has to go to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's like a loan, again, that a person has to have a loan. And you're going to have interest is a person not be able to go back and not act properly in this world. Okay, Tanya, we're learning the Braisa. This is a famous pasuk that we quote in where is it in Koheles? We say this in Koheles. The pasuk is we say this in on we always read it on Sukkot. So we read this idea that it's better to go to the house of to go to a Beis Avel than because you're going to chayi eaten al yibo, going to take it to heart. What are you taking to heart? So it says the Gemara, Dvarim Shel Misa, the fact that there's something of death. What are the Dvarim Shel Misa? What about it? The death is going to, person going to do a cheshbon nefesh when he goes to the morning. The aspid goes to Beis Avel. The aspid is bunine. If you eulogize the dead person, others are going to eulogize him. Do you realize that there's mida k'neged mida? If you don't help out the dead when he's not your karov, people are not going to help you either. And we see mida k'neged mida, and that's how you should be acting in this world. The ikbar k'bunine, people are going to bury you. You're not burying yourself, so you can't do it. The atzinune, they carry you. The Adli Dunai, they raised themselves. Who are the ones who are helping him? The ones who took care of that, the ones who are doing that, the people you took care of in this world, the people who are close to you. And that's something that can only be done if a person is acting nicely. So I guess that is something that our Meir's understanding is Chayitin Alibo. One is raised himself, they will raise him. If you don't act with gaiva towards them, b'chsev ki toiv amar lecha alei heina. The better say you should go up here, come up here. That's something which you should say. Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa. Kushmeizu banos Rabbi Yishmael. When the sons of Yishmael died, nechlesu arba zekeinu lenachmo. Four chachamim came to console him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Zeglili, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Zayv, Rabbi Kiva. Amar lam Rabbi Tarfon, do shechacham gadol baki bagados. He knows a lot of. Gadus, he knows all. Right? He's a chacham and everything. He's a talmud chacham. Don't start. So there's all two different explanations over here. Maybe what you shouldn't start arguing with each other because he's such an expert in gadus. He's going to come to argue with you and talk to you and learning, which is aser for an avil to do. I know aser is avil, aser and avil is aser b'talmud Torah. So that's the first explanation. Others explain each person should say a different halacha. Don't start arguing. Don't say the same vort, meaning you're saying one idea, then say a different idea when the other person is speaking up. Amar Rabbi Kiva v'ani acharon. So Rabbi Kiva was confident in himself that he won't have to repeat, that he'll have a different drasha. You know, the rabbis, they say that the rabbi should come prepared. He has two different drashas, because it could be that, you always ask the Baal Simcha to speak, and for whatever reason, it could be that he'll give the same drasha, he'll be very embarrassed, so you should make sure you have two. You have one and a backup one. So Rabbi Kiva was confident in himself, he'll have something to say, even if the first three speak. So it says the Gemara, Pasach, Rabbi Shmuel, V'am Rabbi Shmuel started the conversation. And he said, Rabu Avonasav Tachvu Avelav. If a person has a lot of sins, so then he's going to have a lot of mourning one after the other. Soon, apparently, after the death of one son, Rabbi Shmuel had another son that died. Hetriach Rabosav Pam Rishon Oshniya. Bothered his teacher the first time and second time, meaning that his teacher, Bitar from the other Chachamim, came to Bimenachem Avil. Then Rabbi Tarfon responded, he said, V'achechem Kobayis Shil Yivkos Hashrifa. Everybody should cry over what happened to us. V'alo Dvarim Kavachoymer. And talking about this was the inauguration of the Mishkan, or Chodesh Nisan, Nadav and Avihu had died. It was a terrible thing. So we see that Nadav and Avihu bringing Eish Arah, they died. But right before, and it says that Nadav and Avihu were the ones who carried the blood from the Mizbeach, they brought it to the Mizbeach. And Nadav and Avihu obviously did other mitzvahs, but specifically this mitzvah, which was in close proximity to their death, left a very big impression on Chal Yisrael. And therefore, they were mourned by the entire nation. Kach, so too, when they died, Banav Shabbi Shmal, Achaz Kamakama, who did many mitzvahs, and they helped the Tzibur so much, they should be definitely given honor. So it's not so bad that we're here. We're giving them honor as they are fully deserving of. Nene Rabbi Yossi, Aglili Vamar, Nusafti Kol Beis Yisrael, V'kivru Yisrael. All Israel should lament and bury him. This is reference to Yeravam, who's terrible, right? So Achia told Yeravam that his entire family was going to be eaten by animals. However, he told him that his son, Avia, his son, is not going to have the same fate. He's going to die also, but he's not going to be eaten by animals. So Gemara says, what did he do? What did his one thing he do? He had one thing which was good. He did one thing which is good, which is going to protect him. They should be given honor. So what did Achia do that he was deserved honor, that people cried over him? He had a proper burial. My davar tova was that, says the Gemara, because the following: Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chinen, Bar Papa, Chanamar, Shibito, Mishmarto, V'alo L'Rego. That we know that Yeravam, one of the worst things that he did was that when he first split off from the Asar Shvatim, he was afraid. He wanted to control his power. He was afraid what was going to happen is that Klal Yisrael is going to come to the base of Mikdash and they're going to see Malchus base David, and it's embarrassing, and they maybe want to be convinced that we should have one nation again. This is the base of Mikdash. This is our center of worship. We should go here. So he stopped them from going, and also he was afraid that of the kavod. He was afraid the kavod, Malchus Beis David, are the only people who are allowed to sit on Har Bayis. It's usher to sit on Har Bayis. Only the kings of Beis David, descendants of David HaMelech, were allowed to sit. So he would have to stand and be embarrassing to him if he would go there. So he stopped the whole process of going to Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, so what happened was that he was the one on guard. And apparently when he was the one on guard, he went himself to Shalayim and he just left his whole shift. He didn't care. Someone said, no, you abolished the whole thing. That he stopped the post. That apparently Avia wasn't concerned. The other explanation was that he wasn't concerned that when they went up, he didn't care about the status of his father, the same concern his father had, and he wasn't afraid of this idea of being less chashur than Malchus B'Yisrael, and he went to Yerushalayim. Nenir Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Amar, so that's what he did. So that was his chus, and that one thing was there. So that's the Gemara continues. Nenir Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he spoke, and he said the following, Mashalom Tamos, and Yisrafos, and Vasecha, Malachim, Rishenim, V'necha, Kein Yisrafu Lecha. They came to Yah, said, Yah, you're going to die peacefully, like the burnings of performed for your parents, your grandparents. Apparently, when the king would die, it was customary to burn all of the personal items of the king. And why wasn't that Baal Tashchis? The Rambam has discussed this, because this is the Minhag. The Rambam says this is a constructive purpose to mourn the dead person. So therefore, it's permitted for a king or nasi to burn their possessions. For a common person, Rambam writes to be an Isra to raise the Baal Tashchis, not allowed to do it, but only for a king. So either way, so Tzidkiyahu was zocha to this death of a normal death and not being killed in captivity or something like that. He only did one mitzvah. Really, he also was a tzaddik, or at least at the end, he did tshuva. However, it means that one thing, one ma'isa at the end of his life that he'd done, he was zocha to this. He raised Yirmiyahu from the pit of mud. They threw Yirmiyahu in the pit of mud, left him to die there because he kept being giving nevuah to Klai Yisrael, to Fecha, that they're going to die and that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So they were annoyed. They threw him in the pit. He was left to die there. Tzidkiyahu, he heard about this. He arranged for Yirmiyahu to be rescued. And therefore, he was zocha to an honor. Kach, so too, obviously, you guys, your children, Banav Shel Bishmael, Achatz Vakam Vakama, you, the children of Rabbi Shmuel, are also deserving of the honor. Then Rabbi Kiva Amar, B'yomah Og, Yigadol, Amisap, Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Ardama, B'vit Kas Magdron. We actually had this pasuk. Pasuk was discussed in the Masech HaSukkah towards the end. Amar towards the end there. The Gemara had a Shiloh, there was Mashiach ben Yotzei for the abolishment of the Yitzhara. By the way, one of them are going to be destroyed at the end of days. And it's going to be, there's like a type of mourning that's going to happen, like Hadrimon in Megiddo. What does this mean? Remember, Yosef, Yomalei, Tegumud, I crawl, Avi, Adonai, my Kamar. If it weren't for the Targum, I wouldn't know what this means, because there was some mourning of a man, Hadrimon ben, or Hadrimon, Levikas Megiddon. We don't know anything about it. In the Valley of Megiddon, about Hadrimon, who was he? However, the Targum tells us, Beinah, Hu, Yisagei, Mesbad, Yerushalayim, Da'achav, Bar'imi, Dekatal, Yate, Hadrimon, Bar, Tavimon. So it's going to be that day, there's going to be a great morning right before Mashiach in Yerushalayim, like the morning of Achav ben Omri, who was killed by Hadrimon, the son of Tarbimon. So we see over here, Achav fought Aram, and apparently the Targum is telling us that Hadrimon was one of the officers or the person in the Aram's army that was the one who had killed, Omri. Achav, that was the one who did it. So that's the Gemara. Chamis bad Yosheh bar Amon dekatal yasei Paro chagir b'vikas Megiddo. Also mourning via Yoshiyahu ben Amon, who was killed by Paro. That was a famous story. Yoshiyahu led the mass tshuva movement. However, the king of Paro Necho asked him to reshus to go through his land. So he quoted, he interpreted the pasuk that when Klal Yisrael is doing the will of Hashem, the goyim are allowed, even with our own permission, they're not going to come. So he led the mass tshuva movement. Everybody's done tshuva. And he said, and Yirmiyahu told him, no, that there are still people who are secretly doing Avodah Zarah. They hide it behind the doors. Even though your agents are finding everyone, getting rid of all Avodah Zarah, there's still Avodah Zarah out there. He didn't believe it. He really believed that everybody had done tshuva. And he said no to Paro Necho. And what happened was, they ended up killing him. They said no, so he said, I'm going to come anyway. And they shot him. They shot a million arrows at him. So says the Gemara, V'lo dvar kvar chom emach, 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 the king was put up in a chariot in the presence of Aram. Here, after being wounded in battle of Aram, Achav forced himself to stand up in his chariot and not realize his condition, so therefore be able to help his army fight. So that was the dvar, now we're just going on the first point. Kach, Manav Shal Rabbi Shal Kav Achav Kama. So that was, and Yoshiyahu, obviously Yoshiyahu was also a very chashuv king, and he was zochet to these things also. But really the Kav Achav is from the first part of Achav, not really about Yoshiyahu, because Yoshiyahu did many maisim throughout his life. Amar le Rava le Rava, Mari Ksiv Bei B'Tzidkiyahu. It says in connection to Tzidkiyahu, B'Shalom Tamuz, you're going to die peacefully. Ksiv Esayinei Tzidkiyahu Iver, he blinded, Nebuchadnezzar blinded Tzidkiyahu. He blinded his eyes. They conquered Yerushalayim, they took Tzidkiyahu into captivity. So this was pretty bad. So it says in Gemara, Amar le Yachim, Amar B'Yochanan, Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'Yama, Nebuchadnezzar died in Tzidkiyahu's life. That's what it meant. Nebuchadnezzar was alive, he did not release any of his captives, and the day Nebuchadnezzar died, Tzidkiyahu was actually freed, and he died the next day, so he didn't die in captivity, and that's what it means that you're going to die B'shalom. Says the Gemara, Vayter Rama Rava L'Rava B'Mari, K'siv Bei B'Yoshiyahu, L'chein Ninei Osuch Al-Vasach Al-Savta K'Vasach Al-Vasholim. You're going to go to your grave in peace. U'ch'siv V'Yarav Ar-Yorim L'Melech Yoshiyahu. The archer shot Yoshiyahu. V'Mar Av Yudam Arav, Sh'asok Yichvara, that they pierced him with so many arrows like a sieve. So how does it be that he says that you're going to go to Shalom Amaleach and Rabbi Yochanan Shalochar Beis Hamikdash? But the Shalom over here is reference to the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed in Yoshiyahu's lifetime. Only afterwards had it been destroyed, and that's why it's not so bad. Now the Gemara, it's important to note that there's those who add, Amar of Yudah Marav, we'll read it, because it's in the Gersa of a lot of the Rishonim, Ein HaMenachman Rosh HaLeishav HaLekabe Karka, Shenemar HaYishvu Ito La'aretz. So people who are consoling, the people who are in the Menachemim, coming to console the mourners, they should not be sitting on the ground. As the Pasuk says, V'Yishvu Ito La'aretz, you should sit with them on the ground. This is many of the Rishonim had this, the Rif, the Rosh, they all have this Gersa, so it's important just to, and this Allah HaLemais, that you shouldn't be sitting on the ground if a person is coming to Menachem Navel. That would be based on this Gemara, again, the Gersa that we don't really have, but those who have it on the side. Now the Gemara continues. Amar B'Yochanan, we'll continue now. Amar B'Yochanan, Ein Menachem Roshem Loimar Davar Chivtach Avel. This is Allah also. A person not supposed to open up the conversation. When the Avel starts, you're supposed to speak up. That's all the Shaila. If the Avel's not familiar with the Zalacha, you're going to sit there for 20 minutes, so... I don't want to say I saw my Zahaya because I remember there was a boy once in, when I was in Tzmicha Wayu, that there was a boy who lost his mother pretty suddenly. So we went, and he wasn't speaking from the beginning, and I think Rabbi Simon started it. If they don't know the Lacha and you're just doing it just to help them speak about the mace, there might be room to make up, but overall, this is the general Lacha. For sure, if the Alva knows the Lacha and he's not speaking for whatever reason, then also the Gros Lovichik used to go and just sit there. And if they would open up, they'd open up. I think they were scared. The receptor said that they were scared of him. They realized, and he would just sit there. He kept his halacha like kipshuto, I think. Both things I'm not sure about. But anyway, Shenemar Achrechein Eov Espio, only afterwards he opened himself. Vayadar Vayana Lifaz Atimni, only as he spoke up. And only was speaking up after the Avel had already opened up. Amar Rabbi Yahu, Menai La'Avel Shemesa Barosh, we didn't know the Avel should be reclining at the head of the table. Shenemar, or the Rosh of the head of the, wherever he's sitting. Evchar Darka Veshe Barosh, Reshkan Melech Begdud, Kasher Avel Menachem. I'm going to be sitting at the head and resting like a king among the troops, and I'm going to be consoling the mourners. Yinachem Achrini Mashma, Yinachem implies others, refers to the mourner himself, but those who are consoling him, those who are sitting at the head. Amar Nachem Yitzchak Yinachem, Ksev, he says Yinachem, meaning he will be comforted, referring to the mourner, therefore, that the mourner itself is sitting at the head. Marzucha Amar Mahachar, Marzucha says, Visar Mizrach Tzruchim, mourning will approach, is going to come. Mizrach Nasas Tzruchim, Tzruchim, the mourner is going to come, the prince, like he's going to be Chashuv, he's sitting. And everybody is going to be speaking to him. The chassan should be sitting, the groom should be sitting at the head of the table. I didn't know this halacha. I hope that, I think most of the time they do. I guess people are familiar with this. I didn't know this halacha when I got married. But I think most of the time anyway, I was happy to be there. They just put me at the, I mean, not happy to be there. People didn't know the halacha. You should be sitting at the head. Maybe just as far, people realize it. The chassan is the whole chsev bachus is for the chassan of Kala. So they should be sitting at the head of the table. Well, does my coin barosh? Just as a coin sits at the head, af chasim barosh to as a coin, a chasim sits at the head. How do I know the coin sits at the head? Should make the coin kadosh. L'chol darosh v'kedusha l'ftaf risha, that he should get the first aliyah. L'varach rishon, and he should be leading the benching. L'itol maneyaf rishon. El shayla. The Gemara seems to imply that this is darabana because it calls it dark rishon. Tosas labdafka really might be a real shayla v'daraisa. We're very makbid about this, that the Kohen gets Rishon, I guess there's a Talmud Chacham Mufla, that's a whole other Shaila, when the Kohen might not get Rishon, Bez Hashem, we get the Maseches Gittin, we could speak more about that. But we saw that already also, Maseches Megillah, we got to that actually. But about the Derek Kishalim is more Maseches Gittin. Either way, so that's something that that he should get first, and also he should, he also is the one who gets the first Aliyah, he is the one who leads the benching, and he also gets the portion first. What portion is this? That if there's a portion itemized to be given by Yisrael, a coin, apparently the nicer portion should be given to him. It's a shayla, a kiddush, and all the chor d'arim should be kiddusha. So what exactly is this mana Yerishon? Is that that's like it's a shayla, like bezman hazeh. If you have there are those makbid about this. It's a shayla because kiddush my only d'arim should be kiddusha. But let's say at lunch, so they're in yeshiva and there's a coin. So and there's a lunch line, right? Usually there's a lunch and we get the food. So the Kohen should be first. He should be able to cut the whole line. That's a Shaila. Maybe in a Chanami. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe not, because it's only Dvarim Shavu Kedusha. That should be something which is Shayach too. That's a Shaila. Adayom, that's a Shaila. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Kashi Yitzis Yom Naguf. When the soul leaves the body, it's so hard on the soul. It's so hard on it. Kitzi Pari Pia Veshas, like the knot of ropes pulled through a hole. And something very, very, very scary. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kipitra Bifi Yitzis. Turning on, again, we're on the top of Chavtes and Alp now. Like cables being pulled through a hole. V'yamar Rabbi Levi Bar Chayasa Aniftar Menamei, someone who leaves a dead person, lo yamar lech lishalom, don't go in peace, rather bishalom, because when you say lech lishalom, it implies that he hasn't filled his everything that he's supposed to be doing. However, when you're saying bishalom, it means that you completed everything. You're not going to be chayav to come back Lech Lech Lechem says they're going to come back in somewhere. So coming back implies they're going to come back as a Gilgal because you didn't do your tikkun. Upper when it's Lech Bishalom means you've completed your whole tafkid, and that's what we hope for. And if you shouldn't say it also to a chay, go in peace. Rather, Lech Lechem, go to peace, because there also it implies that you want to have peace at his final destination. And if they're in a mace, you're going to die in peace. Bishalom. And if there's a chai, someone that dies from a living person, he accidentally said, go in peace and bishalom. And what happened is that he was killed. He was hanged in the war, and then he would rebel against him. And Yisrael, Shanemar Moshe, Lech Bishalom. And he was Matzliach, Halach Matzliach. Where do we see Yeshua's Matzliach? He said he went back. But apparently, that's what we're saying now, is that he was Matzliach. Someone who goes from Beis Midrash goes from Shul to Beis Midrash, Beis Midrash to Beis HaKnesses, Zochem HaKadosh Shkia. So he goes from right away from davening to learning, and vice versa, he learned, and when he goes to daven, he's learning Torah all day as much as he can. So then Zochem HaKadosh Shkia, right after he daven, he should go learn a little bit. Shnemar, Yelcha Mechayel Chayel Yireh Elokim Etzion. It should go from literally a multitude to a multitude and pray before Hashem and Tzion. Multitudes over here is referring to the Beis Knesset, and the other multitude is referring to Beis Midrash. Going from the other, you're going to be seeing Hashem and Tzion. So that's why you're going to be Zocha Mekal Pnei Ashchina, as the Gemara is telling over here. Amar Avchia Barashi Amar Rav. Tamid Chacham In Lam Menucha Afilu Lam Haba. Tamid Chacham Even the next world they're Menucha. Why not? Because they're busy steiging, just like they were learning this world. Right, that they're in the world to come. Also, they'll be able to zocha to connect to the Torah and be learning and pursuing the Torah in the next world as well. Shneamar Yelchum Elchayel Chayel Yira Elokim Betzion. As the pasuk says, go from multitude to multitude, and each one going before Betzion. They're referring to multitude over here, learning Torah, which is the essence of the world to come, and that is something which is going to be what the Kohanim are able to learn. With that, we've just finished off Hajin Alach Elam Megalchin and Slik Alach Maseches Moed Katan. As always, encourage everybody, please, make a suda, make a party, invite your friends, and Mirza Hashem, we'll pick up with Maseches Chagiga, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We have one more small Masechta before we finish all of Seder Moed. Who would have thought? Everybody, very, very exciting. I'm finishing up all of Seder Moed, hundreds of Dapin that we've done. All right, starting Shabbos, Erev, and Pesachim, on all the smaller Masechtas. Very, very, very Matzliach. Baruch Hashem to everybody. Wish you Hatzlacha. And we should continue going. Also, we should go Mechaya L'Chayel. Chayel L'Chayel is going also from learning one Masechta to another Masechta. We should go Mechaya L'Chayel, Be'erzit Hashem, and Mazel Tov, and Be'erzit Hashem will pick up with Chagiga tomorrow.